The Titanic is now falling under the UNESCO convention, though the convention foresees an international cooperation system that will protect from now and the Titanic, as far as states parties of the convention are regarded. That means if there is someone coming to the Titanic and wants to intervene on it, they have to report home to their home countries under the convention, if this is a state party, and then they will we will be notified and will notify the other states parties. And they will consult each other what to do and if that should be authorized or not. The Titanic lies in international waters, so there is for the moment no other legal protection on the Titanic side, because there is actually no state that claims or can claim any exclusive jurisdiction over the site. So each state can only regulate its own nationals and the vessels having the flying the flag of that state. But they cannot prevent people coming from other states to intervene on the site.
There have already been countless salvage dives to the wreckage. I believe the number is around over 100 dives to the wreckage, with some saying that this is going to ruin the integrity of what's left of the ship. Where does UNESCO stand on this?
First option should be the in-situ preservation of sites, but it does not exclude recoveries if they are made for a good cause, so for scientific reasons or for the enjoyment of the public. Of course, this should be done under very strict scientific regulations, and the 2001 Convention of UNESCO proposes those regulations. They're very strict, as that, for instance, an archaeologist should always be supervising the works, things like those, as documentation should be done, yeah, all these things. So what it absolutely excludes is for commercial, for-profit interventions, commercial exploitation interventions. There, the 2001 Convention says very expressly the commercial exploitation of ancient wrecks should be prohibited.
Why do you think that there is such a fascination with the Titanic disaster 100 years later?
It's a tragic story. There were so many books, there were so many films, and famous people being on the wreck. I personally think there are many wrecks that have an as spectacular story to offer. We just have still to tell them. There is many human tragedies connected to underwater catcher heritage. Splendid sites, not just shipwrecks. There is sunken cities, like in the Mediterranean, some 150. There's prehistoric sites up to 300,000 years old. Flooded caves with religious offering sites. There's spectacular heritage still under the sea. And it's as spectacular as the Titanic is.
There's talk of doing cultural tours of the Titanic wreckage, which would mean people would be brought down the way James Cameron went down to see it. What are UNESCO's thoughts on that?
Yes, I mean, the 2001 Convention very expressly encourages the public access to underwater catcher heritage sites. Until, if there is no problem with protection issues. So if there is a submersible bumping into the hull of the Titanic, of course, we're not agreeing. But if they are respectfully visiting the wreck, then we fully encourage it even, because heritage is something the public should appreciate. We only call attention to the fact that the Titanic is also a gravesite. So the 2001 Convention underlines that you have to give the appropriate respect to this site as the site of a human tragedy, where more than 1,500 people died. So that should have... This must be respected. But we, up to that point, we encourage fully the public access.